Good morning. It's been raining all night for most of interior New York and New England, mostly on the light to moderate side, but some heavier elements are starting to show up in spots. And that steady rain will continue through the early to mid-morning hours, and again with some heavier bursts around. A wave of low pressure with upper-level support, seasonably strong for this time of year, is pivoting through the Great Lakes and into the Northeast. As we get into the afternoon hours, most of the steady rain will lift on through, and we'll be left with cloudy skies and scattered showers. This will also leave us with seasonably cool temperatures, as highs will only be in the 60s on a day where most of us usually get into the 80s. As that wave of low pressure passes through, mostly dry weather tonight, but also a lot of clouds and an overall dampness. Still a few showers around and areas of fog with lows back into the 50s. The upper level energy associated with this system will pivot through the region tomorrow, keeping skies mostly cloudy and temperatures cool. We do run the risk at a few scattered showers, but highs with some breaks of sun should manage to reach to about 70. Full sunshine on Wednesday with high pressure building back in, a gorgeous day, milder with low humidity, upper 70s, and then the next front begins to approach from the west. It'll move through on Thursday, but probably linger around into Friday, so both days will feature a mix of sun and clouds with the risk of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, and highs a bit closer to seasonal averages and near 80 degrees. It looks like we'll go back to more sunshine for the weekend. On Saturday and Sunday, highs will be in the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, severe thunderstorms may develop this afternoon and evening over portions of the mid-Atlantic and southern parts of New York and New England. A few of the storms could contain damaging winds, large hail, and heavy rainfall. The Storm Prediction Center has issued a marginal risk of severe storms in these areas. And a strong push of monsoonal moisture will move northward into the southwest over the next few days. This will create an environment supportive of flash flooding across central Nevada, most of southern Utah, and most of western Colorado. Flash flood watches have been issued in these areas. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility in fog, 41 degrees, with a southeast wind at 17 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 46 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 6 miles visibility and light rain, 64 degrees, the dew point 59, 84% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.86 inches, and it is steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 123 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 31 at Estacourt Station, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm, lower 70s, Boston cloudy with rain, upper 60s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms and highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 80 degrees, the low 63. The average temperature, 72. That's right on normal for this time of year. Just a trace of rain yesterday. For the month, 2.88 inches, which is 18 hundredths of an inch below normal. And 26.91 inches for the year, which is 5.28 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees. The average low, 62. The record high 96 set in 1941, and the record low 45 in 1985. Sunrise this morning was at 5:39 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:24 p.m., 14 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and cool with rain today and highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy with showers tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and cool with rain today, perhaps a thunderstorm with highs in the upper 60s. Cloudy with showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows around 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and cool with rain today and highs in the lower to mid-60s. Cloudy with showers tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and cool with rain today, perhaps a thunderstorm, and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Cloudy with showers tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the upper 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and cool with rain today and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Cloudy with showers tonight, also areas of fog in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cool, still the risk of a few showers near 70. Mostly sunny and milder on Wednesday, upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday and Friday with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm both days near 80. Mostly sunny, lower 80s Saturday, and a mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.